I've just got a message here saying, could you please say thank you to my lucky stars number 2 and 3? And that's from the 84.4 Euro Millions winner who came from the UK. So thank you very much. Thank your lucky stars. Okay, just to backtrack, who are the teams playing today?
Okay, it's Portsmouth and it's Chelsea in the final.
There you go, that's a bit of information for the listeners, about the only bit of information, real information you'll ever get. Is the match on?
It should be starting any time soon.
Maybe we'll get a score update. Oh, it's on in 5 minutes.
Ah, well.
Well, we'll find out later on. Probably not in this show. And we'll go back to some more football talk and the 2012 Olympics after this. Groove is in the heart, or grooves is in the heart. Speaking of grooves, check your tyres. They've got grooves. And speaking of tyres, what sports in the Olympics have tyres, James?
That's a good question. I have nice cycling, let's say.
Fans, I mean, I have hundreds of fans, but I also have a fan to keep me cool. Again, I've got an old-fashioned one. I do still have the encasing, but, you know, I find it a bit inconvenient because it does this chopping airflow thing.
Yeah, I'm fully with you on that.
How inconvenient of it. So, fortunately, I've seen in this magazine that Dyson, the clever man, has come up with a new, what's it called? An air blower, which has no blades and no buffeting.
He's a genius.
He's just worked away blowing wind around and he's trying to see how many product extensions he can do. Well, I'm looking forward to it because I cycle, so I'll be going even faster going, hey. I can't really think of a solution off the top of my head.
No, that's all right. You don't have to. I mean,
oh, really?
It's really just an interesting sort of form of topic.
I thought it was my job just then to suddenly solve the whole problem of London and its transport.
2012.
Yes. Is that the time?
Well, I wish it was. No. It's not quite there yet.
No. Be drinking, wouldn't it?
Well, exactly. I mean, it's obvious we're good at that sport, isn't it?
We could drink anyone under the table.
And what do you think of these French claiming that
they could even drink them underneath a coffee table? Lower, harder. It's like the limbo. Something like furniture removals.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm listening.
That didn't come off the top of my head because I have thought about this before when I was moving house, funny enough. You can have single, two-man and four-man carrying various shaped furniture up a staircase, and they have sensors on the side of the wall. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So that if your bit of furniture touches the wall, you get minus points against the clock.
I'm liking that.
The staircase tower can be see-through, so people can look in like a squash court, so the spectators can watch and really see the cut and thrust of the removal sport.
Absolutely. The Japanese, for example, on the tube, have people dedicated to push them on the tube.
That's because there's a shortage of jobs in the sardine tin packing. I mean, what they could do is a bit like that sketch where they get into bed together and they do that song, it's Eric Morecambe and Wise.
Yeah.
And they get up and they have breakfast together like that because they're going to be happy, they're going to be a coalition, it's going to work for the next 5 years. Nothing's going to go wrong. Mr. James, what's you holding there? It's a headline. Read the headline out.
£55 billion school building plan faces axe to fund Swedish-style system.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Would they have sauna lessons in the Swedish school?
Oh, I hope so. I miss school.
Will everything be all hang out and just be continental and, hey, we're just happy about our bodies?
Yeah, exactly.
And there'll be lots of probably sexy mums. What's that initials for sexy soccer mum? What's that phrase?
Oh, you've caught me out there. I've completely forgotten it.
MILF. Mums in lovely
frocks.
So the football's about to kick off. I'm going to sign off now with a classic song by ABBA. Swedish connection there. Wow, you would have thought I'd planned that all. And that was Charlie Antrobus on City Beat, Channel 48. And James, thank you very much for having you too.
No problem.
Here we go.